Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope everyone is doing well. This is Ama again, bringing you self-care talk with Ama. And today, I have what we have been talking about for the past 6 weeks about self-love and the core beliefs that come with self-love. I know in the other messages I spoke about how we get our self-love from and growing up, right? Where we got that internal message that we were unworthy, we were not good enough, and there was something wrong with us. I woke up in the middle of the night and a memory came to me. And it's not like I don't know this memory. I know very well, but not as how it came to me. I guess you can call it an epiphany. And this memory was as a child growing up, I think between 11 years, no, actually 9 years, to probably until I left my parents' home. And this is something that is very close to my heart, but I'm sharing it with you because of the internal message that we can get from not loving ourselves. Okay. So every time I'll do something wrong, and as a child, when you do something wrong, you don't know any better, right? You think a certain way. You don't think like an adult. I certainly didn't think how I am thinking now in my 30s. So my step-parents and her parents would just make me feel so ashamed about all the things I've done, right? It's not like horrible things. It's things that kids in their preteens and teenage years will do. But they made me feel so bad, so embarrassed, as if I really wasn't good enough, I wasn't loved. And on top of it, they made me feel guilty, right? And it went on for so long, so many years. And I did not realize how much it affected me until this moment that I'm talking to you, okay? That I have been looking for love throughout my teenage years, for somebody to accept me, for somebody to validate me, for somebody to see that there was nothing wrong with me. Okay, now this is where I'm seeing the core beliefs are coming from. And to just appreciate and not embarrass me and not belittle me. And to see that I was somebody with feelings. To see me. Okay. And as this memory came, it made me feel those feelings. And it made me realize how much I have beaten myself over the years. Not emotionally too, my physical body, my spiritual, my emotional and my mental health. And I have been in codependent relationships just because I didn't feel loved. I wanted somebody to show me love. I wanted somebody to just give me this warmness that I could not get while growing up. And I didn't realize that because I didn't have these things and I was looking for them, what I found was exactly something that made me realize that I was unloved all these years. What do I mean by that? Because of the feelings of shame, the feelings of being unloved, the feelings of not being heard, not being seen, and being embarrassed. I didn't go looking for those feelings. But because of these core beliefs that I had growing up that have stuck with me, when I saw these feelings, when I was going through these feelings with my partners back then, I felt that that was normal. Does that make sense? Like what I went through my childhood was normal for it to go through my relationship because that was what I was exposed to. And that is what core beliefs are. When we do not realize that wait a minute, that is not how you were supposed to be treated. That is not how you were supposed to be seen. You are not supposed to be somebody's punching bag. You are not supposed to be have this message that you're not loved. You're not appreciated. You should be embarrassed and ashamed of yourself. You are not supposed to. That is not a normal thing to have growing up at all. You were supposed to be loved. You were supposed to be heard. You were supposed to be made that you were accepted into the family and wanted, most importantly, and desired. But because you didn't have these feelings, when you grow up and you enter into a relationship where you don't have those good things and you have the bad things, you think it's normal. You think it's okay. And you endure because you're like, that's, it's not like you tell yourself that's what you need. Deep down, you know it's bad, but it's like you accept it anyways because that's what you're conditioned. That's the right word. Conditioned to be in. And when you realize that, wait a minute, that is not how somebody's supposed to be treated, you stand on your own 2 feet. But when you don't realize and you're in that relationship and you are being embarrassed and you are being treated as if you are not loved, as a second option, as nobody cares about your feelings, as if you're not wanted or you're not desired, then it means that you're in the codependent relationship where you're not able to identify the things, right, of being worthy, of being loved. Codependence, as much as about that person too, is also about us, right? It's the relationship with ourselves. If I'm not worthy, then I need somebody to think that I am. If I'm not lovable, then I need somebody to think that I am. Somebody loves me. If I'm not good enough, I need somebody to think that I'm good enough. If I'm single, then I must not be good enough. So I must be in a relationship, right? Or there's something wrong with me. We try to fill this void that we do not realize. And once we realize that void, and I've realized a lot of voids in my life, and I've worked on it, and I've healed. Just like I'm sharing this with you now, that was another void. And it coming into light made me realize I still had some things that needed to be healed fully, or I'll not be in a healthy relationship. I'll always be in a relationship where I am treated so poorly. And even if I'm not treated so poorly, I am not seen, right? I'm not heard, and I'm treated as second option. So there's always bits and pieces that you're always going to discover about yourself in your healing journey. And that is okay. That is fine. As long as you start working on yourself, the relationship with yourself, to uncomplicate things, to know that this is my core belief. This is why I have this emotion, right? And besides being humiliated, being embarrassed by my step folks, they also get to a place where they'll feel bad for what they did in that moment, and they'll be like, oh well, yeah, it's okay, forget it, you know. They'll make me feel good for a few seconds, a few minutes, or an hour afterwards, until I do something bad where I become unlovable again. And that is also a condition that we get used to, that and in a used to in a way that we get into a relationship that abuse us, okay? Whether emotional, whether physical, sexual, spiritual, whatever abuse it is, neglect, it's all abuse. But we get conditioned to, oh, when we're bad, we deserve the punishment, and when we're good, we deserve the good things that come. Just like a cycle of abuse, right? Your abuser will punish you and make you feel good, then punish you again. That is all stemming from childhood, where you felt you deserve to be in this type of cycle, this type of emotion, where it's good, bad, that you do not realize that that is not normal, that is not okay. You deserve love all around. You don't deserve bad and then good. You deserve bad. You deserve good all around. Every day. And that's why we are not good to ourselves. We don't think we deserve good. We don't think we deserve to be loved. But I'm telling you right now, you do deserve it. You are worthy of it. You deserve all the good things in the world. Some of you may accept this truth. Some of you may have a hard time accepting this truth. And that is okay. We're going to work through it. Okay? If you find a therapist to work through it, that is also good. Heal. Because that inner child that went through that needs to heal, needs to realize that it is not good enough. And for those who are parents as well, not feeling this way can also extend into your parenting. Okay? Extend into your child. Where you don't feel love for your child, where you don't feel emotional connection for your child, or you feel too much of it, where you're not able to separate when to punish the child, when the child needs to be disciplined, when the child needs to be told it's not right. You just bombard them with love because you didn't have that love, or you do not, you're drawn from love because you don't know how to love that child. Whatever style it may be, and that child is an extension of you, so you're going to treat it how you were treated. Them how you were treated. It's not like you want to, just like how you don't want to be in that type of relationship, just like how you don't want that type of parenting. It just comes subconsciously, and that's why I've been talking about going deep into that call, where that core, your core, where all this pain lies, and unveiling it. And before, if these epiphany would have came when I was younger, I wouldn't know how to handle it. I'll try anything not to feel the pain, not to feel the sadness. But as it came, I just went like, oh, it's called the aha moment. That's what it is. And I knew what to do. It's time to heal that part. I remember last year, or was it earlier this year, where I had to send a message to the people who hurt me the most. And I said that all these years, you made me feel like I was not good enough. That everything that I did was bad, bad, bad. I didn't realize how much effect until I grew up, until this became low self-esteem, where I didn't have confidence, where I had to choose partners that made me feel so low, made me feel like a second option. And I forgive you, and most importantly, I forgive myself. And that was that message I sent to them. They didn't reply because they knew they were therapists. Right? And I was shocked as a therapist that you would not know how to just have a better relationship with your grandchild. As a therapist, I know I always try to improve myself. I'm not perfect. I have my mistakes. I've made my mistakes. But I always look back and be like, what did I do wrong? Let me take my responsibility. It's hard to be in a relationship with someone who does not want to take any responsibility at all. They just want to keep going, going, going. And when you find yourself in that relationship right there where people do not want to take responsibility at all, they don't want to validate you, it means that you may have been in that type of condition where you were growing up and you were made, in a place where people didn't take responsibility. You just blamed it on people, on you, on others. So with that, when somebody is that way towards you, you think it's normal. So let's learn how to let go of all the things that are not normal. To call it out, first of all, call it out. Be like, this is not okay. I'm not going to bring myself down so I can feel okay. Right? I'm not going to lower my standards so I can be okay because I love this person. That is not love. You want that person to love you. That's why you are in this relationship. But what you need is to love that part of you that is hurting, that have been through war, that have been through so much, that have lost so much, and to tell that inner part of you that you deserve love, you deserve compassion, you deserve all good things in life. And you deserve the care that no one has given you before. You give yourself that care. Okay? So, that is the topic today. Is core beliefs, unveiling the core beliefs. This is the last session of the self-love that we've been talking about for the past 6 weeks. I'm going to continue with these topics. Right? It's going to come up in some of my segments. If you have any questions, reach out to me on Facebook, on Instagram. And I hope that you are compassionate towards yourself as much as you've been compassionate towards others, because you deserve it. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.